So we're all ready for Lag BaOmer, as we just deleted Tachnun from the davening. So we'll say a few words about Lag BaOmer and take it a little bit into the area of halacha. You'll ask how exactly we bring Lag BaOmer into the area of halacha if it's a non-halachic issue. So we'll make it halacha. You'll find out in a minute. First of all, a little bit of the background about Lag BaOmer. What exactly is the reason for the simcha on Lag BaOmer? So, number one, everyone knows that the Achronim say that this is the day that Reb Shimon ben Yochai passed away, and this is the reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer. It's a question. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. The minhag is that people, tzaddikim anshei ma'aseh, fast on Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was zochah given a gross Talmud Chacham, right? So why is Reb Shimon ben Yochai gets a big Yom HaDehilula, he gets a big party, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets a tainus? A whole discussion in the Achronim, what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit and the yahrzeit of Reb Shimon ben Yochai? What's the special significance? Okay, not for now, for another time, but there is such a concept in the Zohar that they talk about. Never seen it on my own, but they say that the Zohar talks about a Yom HaDehilula, that it's a day of a chasana for a tzaddik when he gets back up to Shemayim, that it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is marrying him again. So that's reason number one for the Simcha on Lag BaOmer. Reason number two that the Achronim say, really the first person to mention it, is the Meiri on the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Dalet, which discusses the Misas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that Shelo Nagu Kavod Zelazel, the famous story. So the Meiri writes over there that on Yom Lag BaOmer is the day that the Talmidim stopped dying. And we know that all of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Lag BaOmer was the last day, and therefore we have a reason to celebrate on Lag BaOmer. The problem that the Pri Chadosh raises in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim and the Vilchus Pesach when the Shulchan Aruch discusses the dinim of Svira on Lag BaOmer, so the Pri Chadosh raises an issue over there. How can you say the reason for the Simcha on Lag BaOmer is because Yom Shepasku Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Mimisa, there was nobody left? You only celebrate, let's say, by Meisei Midbar. The Bira Agra over there tells too that you should look at the story of the Meisei Midbar, that the day that they stopped dying on Tu B'Av is a day that we make a big simcha. So that's because there were those who died, and then one year they stopped dying, so now we make a big party. However, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. The Gemara says they all died, 24,000 Talmidim. So what do you make a party the day they stopped dying? There's no one left. You should make the biggest hesped. There's no reason to make a party then. So that's the question that Pri Chadosh asked. The Chidah is famous for saying that the reason why we still make a party is because we're learning the Hashkafa out of Rabbi Akiva. What happens when there's Jewish destruction? What happens when there's a pogrom? What happens when there's some sort of issue in the Jewish community? How do we respond? So the Chidah writes that you learn from Rabbi Akiva that the way to respond is you lose 24,000 Talmidim, Rachmana Litzlan. A person goes through a terrible tragedy in his life. What does he do? That day he begins with five new Talmidim again. Right away he turns around and he starts all over again. So that's what the Chidah says. We're celebrating the renewal of the Jewish faith. We're celebrating the renewal of the Limud HaTorah that Rabbi Akiva was so eager to start again, even though he had just gone through a tremendous, tremendous tragedy and all his life's work had been up in flames and all his Talmidim had died. But still, we mark this occasion by showing that this is the way we respond to tragedy, which is obviously what happened after the war as well, that Eretz Yisrael was rebuilt and Torah was like it never was before, and America was built from people who came from the war and had seen all the worst tragedies that were going on in Germany. Then they came and their automatic response was that they're going to rebuild and they're going to make things stronger than ever before. So that's the Chidah, right? So that's what we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer. The last thing I saw is that the Chassam Sofer has in his drasha that this was the day that the man began to fall in the Midbar. I don't know how he knows that. Not sure how he proves it. He has a whole bunch of reasons why that is relevant to our society. Whatever it is. So that's basically the three major reasons that are given in the Achronim for the celebration on Lag BaOmer are those three. So we're going to discuss briefly in the 10 minutes that we have an interesting issue that comes up, halacha lemaisa, with regard to Lag BaOmer, and you'll see in a few minutes how we're going to make it relevant to Lag BaOmer, but we'll start with the background first. The Gemara tells us in the end of Nida, if you put together a bunch of Gemaras and a bunch of Mishnayos, you'll find that there are three major differences on a level of Daraisa between a Nida and a Zava. What are those three differences? So the Gemara says, number one difference is that a Zava has to bring a carbon at the end of her Yimei Ziva, and a first of all, what is a Zava? So we know that the Psukim tell us a Zava is a woman who sees Dam beloy es nidasa, not at the time when she's generally expecting to have Dam. And a Nida is a woman who has at a certain time during the month when she's supposed to be having Dam. So what exactly are the differences, la halacha, between a Nida and a Zava? So number one, says the Gemara, a Zava, when she's finished with her whole process doing the Shiva Nikim, so she has to bring a carbon. Mashenkin, a Nida does not have to bring a carbon, which saves everybody because nowadays when everyone's a nida, so you're not going to have to bring 1,000 karbanos, whatever, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. That's only for a zav. Distinction number two that the Gemara says is that a zava min atara needs shiva nekiyim, and a nida does not need shiva nekiyim. That's distinction number two on the level of deraisa. Distinction number three that the Gemara says, which is very interesting, is that a nida has to wait till nightfall in order to go into the mikvah. But a zava is allowed to go, the pasuk tells us, ba'achar titar, after she goes into the mikvah, she becomes tahara and she needs nothing else. So the Gemara darshans from there, ba'achar amaisa titar, after she goes into the mikvah, she becomes tahara, and that's it. So the zava, once she gets to day seven, and she makes a bedika, so once she gets to day seven, she's allowed to go to the mikvah, and she's tahara right away. A nida, we know, has to wait until the night after day seven. She has to wait till day eight in order to go to the mikvah. So again, those are the three differences. Says the Gemara in Nida that we learn from the din of Zava that the din Miktsas Hayom Kukulo applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. What's this din of Miktsas Hayom Kukulo? So the Gemara says that you see over here from a Zava. Really, she's supposed to have Shivan Akim on a level of Daraisa. We know that that's the Halacha. So she's supposed to have Shivan Akim. So how do we say that it's good enough with just a Bedika in the morning and then she could go to the Mikvah? What do you mean? She didn't do a whole seventh day. She didn't watch herself the whole seventh day. So how is that sufficient to take care of the Shivan Akiyim? Says the Gemara, you see from here a halacha, Miktas Hayom Kukulo. Once a person acts in a certain way for part of the day, so that's going to be good enough for the rest of the day. We count it as if he applied that into the whole day. So therefore, if she needs Shivan Akiyim, if she makes sure in the morning to do something, to do a bedika and show that she's now a tahara, so then we count it as if she already fulfilled her requirement of the entire seventh day. And from here, the Gemara learns to many other dinim, that we say a din of Miktas Hayom Kukulo. One example is the Gemara learns out of Nazir. Also, we say Miktas Hayom Kukulo. We learn in the Gemara Brachos that Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom. Kadosh Yia Gadol Pera. The Gemara makes a Gematria. Interesting, you find the Gematria in the Gemara. Kadosh Yia. Yia is Begematria 30. So the Gemara says Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. A person who says, I would like to take a Naziris, another Naziris upon myself, he's now a Nazir for 30 days. Says the Gemara, what happens on the 30th day? Does he have to make sure not to cut his hair the whole 30th day? Or do we say, no, once he makes sure in the morning that he does some sort of Naziris, so that's good enough. So the Gemara says it's sufficient if on the 30th day he stops himself from taking a haircut or from drinking wine in the morning, that's good enough. But once that little bit in the morning passes and he made sure to keep some of the halachas of Naziris, then it's good enough. The last day of the nether Naziris is he's off the hook. We say, Miktas Hayom Kukulo. By Avelis, we find the same thing. By Shiva, we all know. Rachmana Litzlan, a person sits Shiva. On the seventh day, he doesn't have to sit the whole day. We know he daven Shacharis, he sits for 2 minutes, and then he gets up. So that's a din d'rabbanan that we learn out from this din of Zava by Miktas Hayom Kukulo. So there's a whole discussion, what's with nowadays, Nida and Zava, whatever, we won't get into it now, but basically the din that we learn out from Zava is that Miktas Hayom Kukulo, and we have a din d'rabbanan that nowadays all our women are considered like Zavas, and they're machmir on themselves, and therefore they also do not go to the mikvah during the day, they only go balayla after the seventh day. So the Utzer HaGa'inim, which is a whole likud of Ga'inim that was printed 50, 60 years ago, asks in the end of Maseches Tainis, if you have a concept called Miktas Hayom Kukulo, so why is it that by Tisha B'Av, when we know all the halachas of Tisha B'Av are learned out from Hilchos Avelus, right, that the Gemara says in Ma'ikat and Daf Tezvav, so if all the halachas of Tisha B'Av are learned out from Avelus, so why isn't it that Tisha B'Av, I'll fast at night, I'll fast 5 minutes in the morning, and good, Miktas Hayom Kukulo. Did that, right? It's a good idea. Right, no one ever questioned, what's a story by a regular Avel? He sits Shiva for 7 days. What?
5 minutes,
10 minutes. An hour.
Is an hour
why not? I'll sit on the floor, I'll do what I have to do, and that's it. So over here, what do you mean? On the seventh day of Shiva, did you ever question, how does a guy get up right after Shachar? Sitting on a low chair for 5 minutes after davening is good enough?
He had some Avelis.
Oh, so you're saying he had a Niyug Avelis, but Tisha B'Av didn't do anything. Okay, so I'll say... some kinnis, I'll sit on the floor, and I have a Niyug Avelis. You're making a good point that there is no Niyug, but I'll do something. I'll show that it's Tisha B'Av. So maybe I should say, Frek Degayin, and maybe I should say that the same way we learn out all the other halachas of Avelus that they apply to Tisha B'Av, so why don't we learn out this halacha as well? Miktas Hayom Kukulo, which is learned out originally from Zava, and we apply that to Avelus, that the Avel on the seventh day doesn't have to sit all day, so why don't you learn out that halacha and apply it to Tisha B'Av? Tell, very easy Tisha B'Av this coming year, which Mitzvah Shem we won't need, it will be Yantav anyway, but for all the previous there's that we've had, why do we suffer through all day Tisha B'Av? Why don't you stop fasting after 5 minutes in the morning? So that is the question. Rabbi Yosef Engel poses a similar question, B'Shem the Ramami Panu. It's interesting. He asks, now why don't you say every Shabbos and Yom Tov the same thing? Why do you have to keep the whole Shabbos? Why don't you say keep Friday night, and then come Shabbat morning, I'll say brachas, baruch shama, or something, I don't know. And I'll go and I'll make kiddush maybe, you know, and that's it. I'll drive to work. What do I need to keep the rest of Shabbat? Mixas Yom Kikulo. What?
Why
should we do mixas Yom Kikulo, but you get the whole Shabbat? Why should I also do
Everything's on the
Gavra.
We are
anyway.
So one second.
Everything's on the
Gavra. Oh, so let's get to this in a minute. So that's the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel asks. And Yontif, he says, should be the same thing. Why don't you say that Yontif also? Keep the first couple of minutes of Yontif in the morning, and that's good enough. Go do whatever you want afterwards. Obviously, it's incorrect. Let's make no mistakes. Let's make sure everybody knows. Shabbos, you got to keep the whole day. Yontif, you have to keep the whole day. It's not like Avelis. So what's the story? Why is it different? So says the Ramami Panu, he makes up his own chiddush. He says that the difference is, by Avelus and by Tuma, let's say by Azava, when we say she can finish off in the middle of the seventh day, and by Avelus, where the seventh day we know the Avel doesn't have to sit all day long, that's because we don't want to make someone have more tzaris than he needs to. So the seventh day we're going to say, okay, it's enough, you just sit a little bit and that's good. And by Tuma also, the Gemara says, Afushe Tuma lemafshinan, we don't want to make more Tuma than there is in the world, it's good enough, you do a little bit. So that's what the Ramami Panu suggests, that's why in those two cases we're going to assume Mixas Hayam Kukulo. However, by Shabbos and Yontif, where we love to have Shabbos and Yontif, we want to have more Kedusha in the world, so says the Ramami Panu, we're not going to try to chisel away at Shabbos or Yontif, we're going to keep it as long as we can. That's why we even have Tosefet Shabbos and Yontif. So he says that's why we keep it. Frak, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, doesn't work out, because what about Nazir? Nazir is a Davershal Kedusha. Nazir is a person, is a Kaddish, and it's something that we would want to have more of in the world. Right? A person who decides he wants to become a Nazir, so he, you know, he's doing a very chashuva thing. So why is it that we say Mikta Seyam Kukula over there? According to the Ramami Panu, that it depends whether it's a Davar Shel Kedusha or a Davar Shel Tuma. So then why is Nazir any different? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says he doesn't think that the answer of the Ramami Panu is correct. So what is the right answer?
Nazir has to be a carbon because he was chayt on some level, right? So why can't you say that was...
So you want to say a Nazir is also a shtikal achet?
Yeah,
but the Gemara calls him a Kaddish. I'm saying the Pesukim call him a Kaddish, right?
Still
a tzar. So you want to say, we'll give him less tzar. Right? It could be. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you'll see there's different conflicting Gemaras about what's the status of a Nazir. Do we look at him as a Halegiyid or do we look at him as a Zeshegetz? What's he being Maziratim and Ayayim? What's he doing? So it's different Gemaras imply different types of feelings about the Nazir. Anyway, so that's the Kasha Rabbi Yosef Engel. So the question is, bottom line, what's the reason why we say, and sometimes we assume that we do say Mixas Yom Kikulo, other times we assume we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulo. So, answer that my father once told me is as follows. He said that there's a difference between all these types of cases. Sometimes you have a calendar is set up, right? So I pull out the calendar and we look at it, and we have every seventh day is going to be Shabbos, whether you like it or not, right? It's a calendaric date. It's there. But sometimes you look at the calendar, and Chazal have superimposed the day on top of the calendar. If you look on a regular calendar, you're not going to find it. Just so happens to be that Chazal, let's say, said when a person happens to lose a close relative, so we're going to superimpose 7 days of Shiva on top of the calendar. But if you look at a regular calendar in someone's home, you're not going to find Shiva that's written in on 7 days. You're not going to find it. So he said that's the difference as follows, that by Shiva and by Nazirus and by Shiva Nakiyim, those aren't calendaric dates. Those are dates that were superimposed on top of the calendar. You have Shiva, let's say. A person loses a relative, so now for the next 7 days, he has to be noig as follows. Person decides to become a Nazir. For the next 30 days, it's not in his printed calendar that he bought in the store. Happens to be, for the next 30 days, the Chacham told him he has to be noig certain niyug and Naziris. And the same is by... What? Same as, so Nida is different. The Gemara says, Xeris HaKasiv, only Zava, not Nida. That we started with. That's a chilek that the Gemara says.
Nida is not something that's on the calendar. That's something that's superimposed. So right. According to that, then the Nida should only have...
But that's Xeris HaKasiv by Nida. That's, we have a special Xeris HaKasiv, why Nida is like this and why Zava is like that. So that doesn't get included into the Cheshbon. What? Right.
The Yontif is not really a calendar day either because we're the ones who put it on there.
Right, that is true, but the difference is that once we're Mekadosh Dizmanim, let's say after Hillel HaSheni for sure, right? So now we have Dizmanim all set up. So once we have everything set up, so we know, we look at the calendar, we know Tesvav Nisan is always going to be Pesach, and this day is always going to be that. 50 days later is going to be Shavuos. It's much more set up than you have these days that are in the abstract. You have Shiva, you have Shloshim. These days are in the abstract. It's not something that's pinned down onto a specific day. It's something that's floating in the air, and it happens to be, in your situation, we apply it to these days. So the bottom line is, if let's say I look at my calendar, and now it's 5 minutes into the morning of Shabbos, and I say, oh, Mixas Hayam Kukula, I'm done. What do you mean? Look on the calendar. It's still Shabbos, right? What are you going to say? It's not the seventh day on the calendar. It's not It's not Yom Tov today. It's not Tesvav Nisan. Of course it is. So therefore, you can't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. However, when it comes to the Chachamim who said that there's a group of 7 days that you have to keep, so the Chachamim have the right to say that since it's not pinned down onto any specific days, the Chachamim can say that after you do a Mitzvah Niyug a little bit on the seventh day of this set that I have to do, or you do a little bit of a Niyug on the 30th day of Shloshim, so that's good enough. You could chisel away because you're not going to look at a calendar and say, what do you mean? Half a day is still left because it's not connected to a calendaric date at all. That's the way my father explains this this stira that you have. In some cases, you apply the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. In some cases, you don't. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, on the end of Hilchas Pesach, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses what's the story with Lag BaOmer. So he says that on Lag BaOmer, that's Machlekes Mecharim Deramah, Lamed Gimel, or Lamed Dalet, whatever it is. So he says the minig is not to take a haircut until Lag BaOmer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is Ad Ba'ad B'chlal, but once Yom Lamed Gimel comes around, you can take a haircut already in the morning. Why? Because Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Right, so we apply the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kukul over here. So, the Rishonim discuss in Hilchas Avelos, it's very interesting. When you say the Din Mitzvah Yom Kukul, it's a discussion in Hilchas Avelos, as well as Tosfos and Nida, and the end of Nida discusses it also. When you say Mitzvah Yom Kukul, why do you have to wait till the morning? Let's say by Shiva, why don't you say, once he sits for 5 minutes at night on the seventh day, that should be good enough. Why do you have to wait till the morning? So, that is a Machlokes HaRishonim, but the Halacha L'maisa is, by Avelos, that you have to wait till part of the morning. You can't say on the seventh day of Shiva, you're good enough, just sit a little bit at night and that's fine. No, you have to sit a little bit in the morning after Shacharis and then you're finished. So that's a little bit of a question over here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes, what's the story by Lag BaOmer? Why is it that some people already begin to listen to live music, which I'm under the impression they're going to have here tonight. Why is it that some people already do Mitzvah Yom Kukulo Balayla? But when it comes to the Din Mitzvah Yom Kukulo everywhere else, we're machmir not to do anything until the morning. So what's the difference between the two halachas? Why is Lag BaOmer different than every other case? So that's the question. So I saw some of the Achronim explain that those people who keep the first half of Sfira, there's a difference between those who keep the first half of Sfira and those who keep the second half of Sfira. So the ones who keep the second half of Sfira is not because of Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. It's because of something else. So therefore, they're assuming that Lag BaOmer, the reason why we have a Simcha Lag BaOmer is because it's a Yantif. For whatever reason you're going to choose, but it's a yantif. It's nothing to do with the Mises Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. So that yantif already begins balayla, just like every other yantif begins night and then day. So therefore, for them, it's already mutter balayla. For those of us who keep the first half of Sfira, and it's because of Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, and the Avelos continues until Lamed Gimel, so then we probably don't have an excuse to listen to music until the next morning. Why? Because the next morning is when we apply the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, and we generally would not be making a Mitzvah Yom Kukulo Balayla. So this is just 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah that we find not so simple to apply the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo Balayla. It's a Machlokes HaRishonim by all of other Hilchos Avelos, and generally Remachmer by Hilchos Avelos. It could be Lag BaOmer, the whole thing is really, the Avelos of Sfira is really only a minig. It's not such a specific din, it's not so strict just like the din of Avelos, as the music is going on outside. So it's not so strict like the regular halachas of Avelos, and therefore, there is what to be mekel. It is 2 days of Mishnah Berurah. There are those that are machmer, there are those that are mekel. Hope everybody enjoys themselves tonight regardless. But